Commission's residential cost, residential construction cost impact work group meeting of June 28, 2024. Just a quick reminder about, you know, background noise. Be aware of background noise. Keep your devices on mute. If you're calling on a phone, please don't put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until I invite you to do so at appropriate times, and please state your name each time that you speak, and work group members when making and seconding motions. All right, let's establish that we have a quorum. Lee Arno, Lee?
Here.
Hello, Lee. Alan Vermillion?
Here.
David Hillman?
Here.
Mike Kesey?
Here.
Ray Puzziatello? Drew Smith?
Here.
Bill Smock? Jeremy Stewart? And Brian Walsh?
Here.
So we have six, so we have a quorum, and we're good to proceed. We have Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel here from DBPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the Florida Building Commission's facilitator. First order of business is the agenda. Today's agenda is to review the work plan from both the commission and your work plan, and then to provide comments to the commission and the tax on those particular I-code updates that are deemed to have impact, so the tax has benefit of that information. So I would ask by name for a motion to approve the agenda.
Drew, move. So move.
I say Drew and
Mike. I say Drew.
And, all right, Drew and Mike. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. The minutes were posted electronically in advance of the meeting, May 10th, 2023. Is your last meeting. Unless there's any corrections or revisions, I'd ask for a motion to accept the minutes as they were posted.
Motion to approve.
All right. All right, Drew and Alan, respectively. And all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, Mo, why don't you go ahead and take a stroll through the work plans, and then we'll get down to the business at hand.
All right. Good morning. This is Mo Madani. Jim, share the screen. You are a good man. You know what I need. All right. So we're going to start first with the work plan. For everything we do, we have a work plan. So our work plan for this group, as I stated here, the objective is mainly to discuss and provide comments to the commission regarding impactful code changes to the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Residential. And the changes to the code that comes from two avenues. One is mainly the review of the 2024 changes to the International Residential Code, IRC, and provide comments on impactful code changes, which we're doing today. The second avenue is the review, the proposed modification to the 8th edition for the Building Code Residential and Commission approved I-code changes as submitted during step two of the code change process and provide comments on impact for code changes. So, as you know, step two is after the commission take up the changes, the I-code changes to the model code and determine which one are needed. Along with the foundation code, which is the 8th edition 2023, are subjected to review and comment, which is that cycle for review normally is open, it will open January of 2025. And during that process, as you know, anybody could submit a comment, so those comments then are compiled, reviewed and compiled and verified, and then they're subject to, they're subjected to a 45-day comment period. After the comment, then staff put together a detailed report and tracking chart for those, for the changes, which go to the tax review them, provide recommendations. And so normally under step two, we will, or in the second 45-day comment period, we will meet to mainly give you the opportunity to provide comments on those code changes that approve, are recommended for approval by the tax. So really, especially for the residential code, to determine which of these code changes that are approved by the tax, are recommended for approval by the tax, has an impact, cost impact. So as you see the schedule today, we are having our first meeting, which is mainly to review the 2024 code changes to the IFC. And then to be determined, we'll have another meeting sometime next year to review the tax recommendation with regard to the proposed modification to the Florida Residential Code and provide comments to the Commission on impactful code changes. Any question about the work plan? All right. If not, question.
Hold on, before you go, somebody called in by phone this recently. Would you identify yourself, please?
My name is Vanessa Frost. Hello?
That's all I need to know. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't one of our members. Okay, so we do have seven members. Jeremy's with us, so welcome, Jeremy. Okay, so since there's no questions, is there a motion to accept the work group's work plan?
David,
so move. Lee,
Bruce, second. Hillman and Lee. Arno, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. The next work plan you won't need to approve. It's the commission's work plan. Will this be an update? Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah. As you know, what we're doing now is part of what we call the update, the 2026 update to the Florida Building Code. The process is started by the commission selecting. This is, by the way, this is the work plan for putting together the 2026 update, and we normally work on this every commission meeting, to update the commission on the work being done with regard to this updated process. So last February, the commission approved the use of the available model codes, which is for this review process that we have under step one, which is review of the model changes to the model code. In this case, when we it's the 2024 I code, the ones that available at that time was IBC, IMC, IBC, IFGC, and IEPC, the existing building code, international gas code, international plumbing code, with the exception of the residential code, the energy part of it, and the international energy conservation code, which has not been published yet as a final the code. My understanding is they will be made available early this July. So, but for those codes that are already in existence, the staff did review the changes to the model code 2024 and did analysis. Those analysis posted on the commission website May 18, 2024. Then, as you see, we're meeting today for your group, and the comment duration. The in-step analysis is subjected to 45-day comment period. which is will end July 2nd, 2024, just around the corner. And then after that, we will compile the staff analysis for the IFCO changes along with the comments received during the 45-day comment period, including your comments. Then those they're put together as a detailed report and a tracking chart. Those are then will be available for review August 2nd, 2024. Then after that, then the TAC, the Technical Advisory Committee, will meet as applicable to review the 2024 changes to the ICOS and make recommendation to the Commission regarding the changes as follow. And then the process, detailed process here, which you can review how they, you know, maybe take action on those code changes. The plan is, again, after the tax takes their, you know, review the code changes, then we will publish their recommendation to the Commission October 15, 2024. Then we mainly give an opportunity to any interested individual or parties to pull any of the ICO changes off consent agenda. As you know, the Commission take up the code changes by consent, you know, and mainly accept those one that pulled from consent, and any individual can do so. And we have a deadline for doing that, which is the deadline is November 19, 2024. Then after that, the plan is for the Commission to take up the tax recommendation between December 10 and 11, 2024. And then after that, we will post the Commission's recommendation on the system by January 3rd. And as I mentioned before, after January 3rd, we open the code for the second step. So, and ultimately, the goal is to have a code that goes into effect December 31, 2026. This is the Commission work plan. So we're going to do that. Okay. Now, the other thing we have is...
Somebody else joined by phone. If you joined by phone, would you identify yourself, please?
Hey, Jim, share the screen still. I have one thing to want to do, and after that, you can take me off.
I didn't take it away from you, Mo.
Oh, it is not? I'm sorry. I thought this I did. He did. I'm not. Okay. Then, okay.
Hey, Mo, just hold one second. First, I want to acknowledge that that Ray has joined as well, so we have 8 or 9 members. But somebody else joined by phone. Would you please identify yourself if you called in by phone recently? It's caller number 2. Well, just to check, Bill Smock, are you on by any chance? All right. Now, Jim, please mute caller number 2 then. They haven't identified themselves. All right. Sorry, Mo, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is a really a compilation of what, you know, each member's review. And you know, there's some code changes here that we need to look at. But in general, it seems a lot of the review resulted in no comment. And, you know, that's fine. But also, there is some members who did not have the opportunity to review the code changes. I just want to let you know that really the deadline for submitting comments through the system is July 2nd. So it's still time. So if you have not really done your assignment, go ahead, please do. And we're only focusing on those code changes that have cost impact. And if it's over, if it's classified as overlap, you don't need to, you know, address it, because, you know, the plan is to for the tax and the commission to deny these overlap changes. When we say overlap, meaning that there is a conflict exists between the ICO change and the base code, the 2023, and approving such code change is going to create a glitch, so we don't want to do that. So we mainly defer that to the step two, where anybody can take those code changes and fix them to correlate with the base code. That's what I have. Any question? If there's no question, Jeff, you can take it from here. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mo. So based on that, of course, Drew, you commented on two. They're both overlap, so they'll be denied automatically by the tax and then by the commission, as Mo said. And then if somebody resubmits them for phase two, then you as the workers would be reviewing those in the next year when you meet again. So what we are left with is the five comments that Alan submitted. So what I'm going to do is ask Alan to, you know, give his summary of each one in turn, and then you could discuss it and then make a recommendation, a vote as a work group, that, you know, to submit this comment to the tax and the commission. So without further ado, we'll start with F Fire 11589. Alan?
You're fine, Alan. Item in order, according to the way they were on the screen. So,
all right. Well, if you want to start with the different one, it's fine.
Let me see. Yeah, I think the first one I had was M116.
Okay, that's fine. We'll go in those first, and then we'll get the fire afterwards. Go. We'll start then with M116, M1789. Go ahead.
Basically, this one, all they're doing is they're giving, well, the proposed change is to add a drop, a return, AC return to bathrooms. It's not required. It gives the builders or developers options to do so. So if I had, there was no cost impact for required, but if they did do it, it's about $300 a drop to add a return. So the first one, M116, I believe, was to add a return to a bathroom. The next one, M11617, I believe, was to add it to a closet, like a small closet. There were no supplies, just a return. And then the third one.
Sorry, Alan, just for clarification, is this also an option, not a requirement?
Yes, I apologize. The first, all three of these, like all the ones under Chapter 16, are all options. None of them are required. Okay. You have the options to add it to the first one, 616 was to a bathroom. The second one's an option to add it to a closet. And the third one's an option to add it to a mechanical room or boiler room, I believe. And so, at zero, no change on any of them. I mean, no cost impact unless elected. So they're all the same, $300 per drop.
So I don't think that the group needs to make any motion on these, because since it is optional, if the builder chooses to do so, they would do it. But that's good work too. So thanks. So I think we can go on to M11619 then.
So that one was to add, or no, fireplace inserts, ventless fireplace inserts were added. You're not allowed to have. The code change, I'm doing it from memory, I don't have it in front of me, I apologize, but in a manufactured fireplace, you're only allowed to install ventless log burner heaters if they are tested with the manufactured fireplace. Then they added the same requirement for fireplace inserts. So now the fireplace inserts, they have to be approved and tested to be able to be used inside of a manufactured fireplace. So speaking with our distributor, they felt like it would be $300. It's 3 years of testing and tens of thousands of dollars in cost to get them tested, they said. So it would be, you know, it would add probably $300 to $2,000 to the cost of a fireplace insert. Depending on the brand, you know, the lowest, least expensive to the most expensive.
Okay, so then this particular one, the requirement is that it has to be tested. The manufacturers are saying that they'll have to do that. It's going to end up dispersing their testing costs across the board as between $300,000 and $2,000, depending on the brand, et cetera. Work group? Right. Discussion, folks? Anybody have any discussion on that? All right, well, if you don't have any discussion, then I guess we'd ask for a motion that the work group would pass this, you know, this comment on to the tax and the commission.
Make a motion for that. Lee?
All right, Lee, is there a second?
Drew, second.
All right, Drew. The motion, a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, Alan, I guess the next one then is F-11589. Fire.
One second. I want to make sure that I said those correctly. All right. My apologies. M-11619, I didn't input a comment on that one. So that was not actually the one that I just spoke about.
You spoke about F-11589, which is the one we just finished. That's the only one you felt like it's...
Yes, but I had four comments. So that last one was actually the F comment.
Okay, F-11589. So that the comment and the motion then would be applied to F-11589 and not the... It's no problem. Okay, I think
that's possible. When I printed up the changes, they have different numbers on the top. So they don't align with what we have on the sheet, so my apologies.
This is Brian. Can I ask a quick question? Can I just confirm that motion was to decline the approval of that, or our recommendation is to not include that in the new code change?
So you're actually not making recommendations that the tax will do that. What you're doing is you're providing a comment to the tax and then to the commission ultimately that there is a you know, in this case, potentially a substantial cost increase. So when the tax takes this up, the fire tax, and possibly the mechanical tech, I'm not sure, takes this up, they'll have that information and know that there's a significant cost increase, and then they'll use that to help them make their recommendation to the commission. And then that will be go to the commission in December, and then the commission will also have your comments and the tax recommendation, and they'll have both of those pieces of information to make their decision on whether to incorporate it into the code or not.
Thank you.
Alan, was your hand up, or was that just an artifact?
Oh, my hand was up earlier. I was just going to offer, I know you said some members haven't had time to review the code changes. So if they have other obligations, I was just going to offer my help if anybody needs help to review any of them. But that was up a while ago. I'm going to put it down.
Well, we can ask that question. If there's any work group members who would like Alan, you know, to take on some of your assignment, it sounds like he's offering, so this is your chance. Is there anyone who wants to take him up on it?
Anyway, I know that we have an outstanding one that has not been reviewed from Bill and Jeremy and Brian. So, I know Brian said he's going to review his. Jeremy, assuming he's going to review his. So.
Jeremy, will you have a chance to review yours and submit those by July 2nd? You're muted if you're trying to speak, Jeremy. I don't know if he's just not able to unmute himself or exactly what. And then what about David?
Hi. So I reviewed mine, and I had two that I wanted to talk about. Group. One of them I'm not sure if it'll add cost, and the other one, they actually wrote that it will add cost, and I'm just want to make sure that I'm reading it correctly, because of the way it's worded, and if it is...
Can you tell us the numbers? If that, yeah, go ahead and yes. tell us the numbers of each one. We'll take
one of them is S11481.
What's the other one?
And the other
one
is...
What's the other?
S11489.
I can bring you up for the group to see him, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm sure I was trying to bring it up on Florida Building, and it wasn't coming up.
Yeah, it's all right. We can bring him up, and...
Yeah, we should definitely take him up now. So, on the first one, David, S11481,
I'm sorry, can you share the screen? Share the screen? I'm sorry. Alright, we got share the screen, and we got close this tab, and let's see here. We are, what's going on here? And see, you see my screen, and I'm going to go into the
David, do you happen to have those in front of you? Those, like, you know what your comment is in terms of what you...
Yeah, on the 41, the one that we're on, there's some comments in there. When you cover, if you cover a roof with a photovoltaic framing, they're actually talking about it adding the story, which may or may not add cost depending on what you're doing, but what could happen is you could turn a three-story into a four-story inadvertently, and you couldn't actually use it. Roof's already there. If you're just putting a raised solar panel on it, I wouldn't think that you're creating a story, but they're in this, they are saying that you could possibly be adding a story, and for a residential, or actually, I could then not be able to install a raised solar panel because it would be considered adding a story. And it could also change certain things in like homeowners associations, condo associations, and those type of things, because you're going from a three-story to a four-story or something like that, where other codes may kick in. And I just wanted to check through it to see if I was reading it wrong or they're going down a direction that maybe or maybe not should be gone down.
Okay. More proof members, yes. Do you have any questions? Or yes.
Jeff, Mike can see. That also, David, I want to go look at this because that also have an issue with our exemption status on who can design plans under 481.229. Then that will eliminate a lot of the home designers out there that are running under that exemption because they're regulated to stop at three stories. So let's really get a good look at this one.
Yeah. If you could, I just another set of eyes would help.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that'll also change. It could change design if you now go to four stories, right, Mike?
Correct.
Code design issues, which could astronomically affect the cost of the project.
Right. Okay. Well, I think part of Mo, do you want to comment on this?
No, not really. If there's comments or any additional, still there's an opportunity to provide specific comments to it on the system, you know. But,
well, it sounds like the work group has a concern, and that concern at least should be expressed to the TAC so that they can look at it. And there might be, you know, this is the international code. Some of these things may not have effect in Florida, even if you did put this on. So that has to be looked at as well. Maybe Justin could review it and see as well and see whether there might be any.
Yeah, and if we did have a concern, then I would go back and make a comment.
Yeah,
That's why I wanted to bring it forward.
Yeah, put your specific comments regardless. You know, this is not really, if you feel like, you know, if it, you have an issue other than the cost of it or the application of it, still you have the opportunity to do that as general comment. It's still open, the process is still open for general comment, so you can provide comments to the committee.
Right. I'm just sure if I could, Mo, because I know we're concerned about cost and things like that.
Well, you're concerned about impactful things, too, so I think this certainly qualifies as impactful, so I think it would be reasonable for you just to submit a comment, at least expressing the concern, even if you don't assign a dollar value to it, then at least ATTAC would have that flag and would be able to, you know, look at
it. Okay, so I'll go back and I'll definitely go back and do that one, but if guys have read through this, if anybody has anything that's not popping out to me or that I'm talking about wrong here, please tell me, and I will include it.
Okay. So do you want to talk about S11489, David?
Yeah, in 11489, they talk about adding an addition to existing structures, and there's one part in it that talks about lapping the top plate. And that could be tens of thousands of dollars, depending on what the structure is made out of currently and access to it. Because a lot of times when we add an addition, we don't go into a room we're adjoining to. And if you're going to make me lap a double top plate, I could get into the inside and the outside of a building. I could have to pull truss. I mean, there's just so many things that could possibly come up about lapping a top plate. And I really wanted to make sure that I was reading it correctly.
Work group members, it sounds like the comment is that this could be have a huge amount of impact depending on the type of building and application. If there's a requirement to lap the top plates for additions that are added to existing structures.
Let me see.
So does any other work group member have any questions or comments about this?
As you can see, I definitely would agree with Dave on the extra cost that's going to go up on this. That's why it has to happen. But I think we need to go back and look at what section R602.3.2 says on how that is in there. So, Dave, I'll look at that with you as well.
All right, so one of you two will submit a comment on both on this one as well as the previous. David, you said you submit one on S11481, and both of you could submit comments if you wanted on S11489, but it sounds like it's important to tack it.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm sorry. Something happened on my end. I lost you guys for a second there. I had missed what the comments were.
So Mike said that, you know, Mike says it needs to be further researched in terms of how it refers you to another section that needs to be looked at. He'll be happy to take a look at it as well. And what I was suggesting is that one of you or both of you should submit a comment by July 2nd, so the TAC has the benefit of your comment in terms of the fact this could be extremely expensive, as well as the previous one, which you said, which is 11481 that you said you, David, you would submit a comment on. So I think it's important to make sure that doesn't slip through the cracks and some work group member or multiple cynic comments on these ones.
But for this one, you could actually comment on, and this is Momagani, you could actually comment on it as this is really to go into the residential code and do you know additions, alteration, and all that. The subject of that is within the code for existing buildings. So you could has to be denied in the with the fact that really the code for existing building is what addressed addition, alteration, and repair. So you can do that, and that way you don't really, because that's going to create some kind of a mismatch between the existing building and the residential code.
Well, you're saying that if they wanted, they could make a recommendation now to recommend denial of this based on the fact that it.
They're gonna provide the general comment. I think their general comment in this case, or they can say, this is something that should not be addressed in the residential code. Something should be subject matter that's really to the code for existing buildings. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mel.
Hello.
All right. Any other work group members have any other comments or questions regarding? Did we make sure that everybody? I guess the only person we don't know is from Bill, since he's not on, whether he'll be doing his. But it sounds like everybody else will provide their comments.
Jeff, I wouldn't count on Bill. He's been pretty much incommunicado and not doing a whole lot on the building end. So I would suggest maybe somebody else taking on those. Reviewing his assignment.
Helena, are you still there? Are you willing to take on Bill Smock's work?
Sure. If I have any issues with it and need help from everyone else, then I can reach out to the group. But yeah, I don't have any issues looking at him and reviewing him. I imagine he has about the same amount that we all have, right?
Let me see, Bill Smock. How much does he have? Yeah, he has quite a few. He has plumbing. He has all the plumbing, basically.
I mean, I'm happy to take a look at him. So, yeah, sure, I can take him on.
I guess
you need to do, Alan, is you need to submit your comments, on the system by July 2nd.
That's what I was going to ask, okay. It's not by July 1st or something?
July 2nd, yeah. Mo, what do you want to say?
Yeah, David, I just was reviewing this code change as I went through it. It seems that this code change was approved only to be added as an appendix, as part of Appendix AJ under Section 110. For code change 11489, the one that, I think there's no harm of having it in an appendix. So I don't think this has any additional cost or impact as approved by the I code. It was approved to go in appendix and not in the residential code.
If it's added in an appendix, don't the building officials have an opportunity to follow it?
No, they have to adopt it locally and have to really go through, which is very, very seldom for them to do that.
For me, locally, it's very easy to go, as we always say, from should to shall. So if it's in there at all, somebody has an opportunity to work with it. If it's not put in there at all, then it's more difficult to get it added. And honestly and truly, if it is going to be added, it needs to be reworded for the opportunity to lap it. Because, I mean, there are half a dozen instances I can think of right off the top of my head where you couldn't lap the top plate. Or 2001.
David, maybe you should, I mean, I think Mo's input's good, but I think you should, if you have a comment to make, in. You think it should be denied or whatever, make that comment and then.
I didn't realize that it was in an appendix and realizing that it has to be adopted locally. It scares me that we would put some building code stuff in for some of our local officials to approve. Sorry.
No, it's fine. You just make the comment as you think is appropriate, but you have the information and go from there. I did want to, I was tempted not to say anything, but Justin, do you want to mention anything about work group members and what they're, I mean, I think they would fall under the Sunshine Law as well in terms of discussing these, or maybe not because they don't actually make any decisions, but, or what's your thought on that?
I think that they would be subject to the Sunshine Law, just like any other work group or committee of the commission. So they shouldn't consult with each other about any recommendations that they're going to make. They would need to be working independently, and any communications about any kind of recommendations would need to occur at a publicly noticed meeting.
Right. Thank you for saying that, so I didn't have to. Okay, great. Just so you have that, so you're certainly all welcome to submit comments on the same issue. You just can't talk about it, you know, together. Mike, your hand is up.
Well, yeah, because I just thought we just said I was going to look at 11481 and then get back with David to have a discussion about whether we thought it was a conflict or not, and now you're telling us that we can't talk to each other about whether it's a conflict or not.
Right, so you can talk about it in these meetings, like today, so what you would do is just submit your comment, and Alan can submit his as well, and the TAC will have the benefit of both of those to look at. And the other thing is, if it's something you really felt strongly about, you could speak during the TAC meeting to the TAC on it. It's just you know, everything underneath the Florida Building Commission, all the committees, work groups, et cetera, fall under, you know, the Sunshine Law, and it's just good to know that. I know it can be seen, sometimes it doesn't seem like it should apply, but it does, and you should be aware of it, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, so each of you at this point, except in these meetings or in any meeting that's not like any of the commission's meeting, including the TAC meetings, and people are free to talk in those venues, but each of you just make your comment. Even two or three of you put a comment in there, that would be good information for the TAC. And you can even comment on somebody else's comment. So, all right, well, with that, is there any other work group members or any other other ones? Jeremy, I saw you say something. What? It just popped in front of my face. Did you want to say something, Jeremy? I saw it. Where's the chat? This issue is a problem. You cannot hear me. All right, so we're not able to hear Jeremy. I guess he's referencing the sunshine issue, or is it the code issue? I'm not sure which. Probably the sunshine issue, but there's actually nothing we can do about that, unfortunately. You cannot hear me. Code. It's the code issue. All right, he's saying he's got concerns as well. So, Jeremy, if you would also submit your comments online by July 2nd, that would be very helpful as well. If I'm understanding his chat correctly. All right. Any other work group member have any questions, comments, and if you'd like to say? Right. Jeremy says that he will submit his comments. Great, thanks. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak? All right. Any other comments from our work group members?
I just want to clarify in the beginning, this is Alan Grimion. You guys said I had five comments. I really only had four, so I want to make sure there's no comment in the system for M11619.
Okay. You're okay. You're okay.
Okay.
All right. Yes, it's 11616, 11617, 618, and then 11589, those four. Okay, that's great. Appreciate the work, and, you know, hopefully everybody will get their comments in so the TAC will have a benefit, because I think it's important, and they would be, pleased to have that information and to help them in their consideration of these I could update. So unless there's anything else, I would ask for a motion to adjourn, please.
Hey, Jeff. I just want to tell you guys, if you have a problem accessing the system or finding a code change, shoot me an email, and you have my email address, and I'll be glad to help you or any of our staff. So feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mo. All right, could I have a motion, please, to adjourn?
Motion, Alan.
Second.
That's for second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great. Great. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your work. And
Good job, everybody.
Next time.
Thank you.
This conference is no longer being recorded.